From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke Tuesday following a meeting of his national security team about the man responsible for the biggest mass shooting in the country's history. In the hours-long assault early Sunday at the Pulse Gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, 49 people were killed and another 53 wounded before police shot the assailant, 29-year-old Omar Sadiqi Mateen, to death. Mr. Obama called for tightened gun laws.
We have to make it harder for people who want to kill Americans to get their hands on weapons of war that let them kill dozens of innocents. It is absolutely true. We cannot prevent every tragedy. But we know that, consistent with the Second Amendment, there are common sense steps that could reduce gun violence and could reduce the lethality of somebody who intends to do other people harm.
That's President Obama. A suspect who stabbed and killed a police commander and a police officer had pledged loyalty to the leader of the Islamic State, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, according to Paris prosecutor François Mollon. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, Mollon said that the alleged attacker, Larossi al-Balla, made the declaration of allegiance to Baghdadi in exchanges with officers during a three-hour standoff Monday night. Mollon also said that al-Balla had a list of other targets, including rappers, journalists, police officers, and public officials. The prosecutor said the suspect was responding to IS calls to kill non-believers where they live and with their families. VOA News. UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein is urging the United States to adopt stricter gun control measures, saying easy access to weapons leaves little space between murderous impulses and actions that result in death. In a statement Tuesday, Zayed criticized what he called irresponsible pro-gun propaganda and questioned how many more mass shootings the country must experience before lawmakers take action. The Pew Research Center reports Europeans generally see Islamic State as the biggest threat to their nations. Climate change is the second largest concern of Europeans, ahead of the influx of refugees on the continent from Iraq and Syria. According to the new study, Europeans face the world divided by the Washington-based research center. Only 17% of respondents in the 10 European countries surveyed feel Islamic State is a minor threat, and only 3% view it as no threat at all to their nation. A report finds at least 60,000 migrants have died or disappeared at sea or on land routes over the past two decades. The International Organization for Migration considers the real number to be much higher. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The report says the majority of known deaths in the last 2 years have occurred in the Mediterranean region. The International Organization for Migration estimates 5,400 migrants globally have died or been recorded as missing in 2015. This year, IOM has documented more than 3,400 migrant deaths worldwide. Director of IOM's Global Migration Data Analysis Center, Frank Lasco, says more than 80% of the deaths were people attempting to reach Europe by sea.
The rate of death across the central Mediterranean route, we estimate, is approximately 1 in 23 persons.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Congress approved a $28 million reprogramming request from the Transportation Security Administration Monday, allowing for more lines and shorter wait times in airports. The money will be used to make 2,784 part-time transportation security officers full-time, which will reportedly add 53 additional security lanes in American airports. It will also allow for TSA to accelerate the hiring of 600 additional officers by the end of the fiscal year. A war of words erupted Tuesday between the U.S. and Venezuela at the Organization of American States Assembly in the Dominican Republic. Secretary of State John Kerry urged Venezuela's government to free political prisoners. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.